to item number nine, Bighorn Sheep Special Permits. This is also a decision. And Rich?
Morning, members of the commission. Rich Harris, section manager, Bighorn Sheep, to discuss with you agenda item 8.5, I guess, with some small changes in Bighorn Sheep regulations, which we overviewed for you in March in Moses Lake. As you know, we manage Bighorn Sheep fairly closely. We've got a management plan that gives us guidelines to make sure that we have a sufficient number of rams in the population and then allowing harvest opportunity as permits. We also sometimes have to reduce Bighorn Sheep populations when they become overabundant, and we have no other available means to transport those animals to other herds. We sometimes are able to do that. This year, we haven't been able to, so we have a couple of herds that we need to reduce in size to reduce the risk of movements out of their normal area that could then put them at risk of contracting pneumonia. The Sela Butte portion of the Yakima Canyon herd is already diseased and is probably declining, so we no longer have the need to be offering ewe permits. We're proposing eliminating those and reducing the number of rams from 3 to 2, simply reflecting the gradually declining population there. In contrast, most of our herds that don't have any disease are doing quite well, and those near Wenatchee and Chelan are doing particularly well. The Swakane herd is doing very well, so we're going to increase those permits from 1 to 2. The Clemen herd is doing very well, but too well, so this is one that we are proposing to reduce by offering ewe permits, 10 in this case. The Chelan Butte herd, as I mentioned, is one that's also doing quite well. So we have a few changes here. We'll be increasing the number of ram permits from 1 to 2. We already have ewe permits that we began last year. We'll continue that as well. And then here, because we also want to reduce the ram component, sometimes it's the rams that are more apt to travel and get into trouble. And by offering a regular ram permit, we know that hunters will take large, adult, mature rams. We also want to balance that out by encouraging the taking of some smaller rams. So we have introduced this new concept of a juvenile ram hunt category. This would not be once in a lifetime. It would be a separate category, so it wouldn't affect hunters' ability to compete for the regular ram. This is our proposed definition. I think you've got it in your packets. I won't bother to read it. I'll simply indicate that this was wording that we arrived at after discussion with biologists and enforcement folks to what we thought would be a usable definition for hunters in the field, but also for enforcement officers should it come up later. The complication, of course, is that we're looking to have hunters take younger rams. Sometimes animals do what's called brooming. This would be the legal one. This would be the not legal one under this particular hunt. This would also not be a legal ram under this particular hunt. Even though the horn doesn't extend past that imaginary line, it's clearly broken off or what we call broomed, and so an older animal, and that would be legal for the regular ram permit, but not this one. And that's the only changes we have for Bighorn Sheep this time around. Questions?
Carpenter.
Mr. Chair, I move to amend WAC 232-28-622 as proposed.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion by the commission? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.